The Dark Room by Ambidentress. Chapter 1. Monday. Steve came home from a sociology class to a general uproar Friday afternoon. "Have you heard about it?" Justin said as Steve put down his backpack. "What? Did someone run us out of milk again?" Steve joked. "Just read this," Anthony ordered. "Read it off my screen." The email had been sent anonymously, but specifically to the guys that shared the house. Steve, Anthony, Gabe, Justin, and Dieter. Steve read with mounting astonishment. "You guys have really gotten our attention. We're a group of 5 girls that share a house, and we're students like you. We've had a kind of frustrating time fitting in. We've each tried sororities and just didn't like all the drama. We'd like to get to know you. We all met on a photo shoot at the university where one of us is a photographer. We have a problem, though. We've all had painful experiences with boyfriends. We'd like to stay in control of our relationships for a little while anyway. So we've done quite a bit of research on you 5. Truthfully, we've been stalking you. We hope you'll forgive us. We really like what we see. You're nice guys. You don't drink too much. You're all fantastically cute. And you do really nice things for people. We want to appreciate you one by one just for being nice guys. And we think you're all going to love this. Maybe we'll end up being friends. We think you'll like us too. We're going to keep our names to ourselves for now. The girl we'll call Monday has chosen Steve to appreciate. She has observed him, for example, helping people with computer problems at the senior center. He helped a woman pick up her groceries when the bag ripped, and she saw him give back some extra change that a cashier had given him by mistake. Here's how it's going to work. All 5 of you need to go down in your basement on Monday night at 9 p.m. I don't know if you know that it used to be a dark room, and it is very well light-proofed. Set up 9 chairs, 4 on one side of the room for you boys, and 4 on the other side of the room for us. Steve will need a chair in the middle. Make sure there isn't anything to trip on, and make sure the film closet is accessible and free of obstacles. Injuries will put a damper on our game. We want it absolutely dark. Close the door, turn out the lights, and wait in the dark for us. Steve, I hope you'll be okay with a very intimate thank you. If not, put a can of pest repellent outside your front door and you won't hear from any of us again. We hope you'll accept, though, because Monday is really looking forward to this. She has some delicious surprises planned for you. And honestly, she's hot, she's smart, and you'd be a fool to pass her up. We will all be in the room while Monday appreciates Steve, but it's unlikely that we'll say much. You will be free to talk, of course. Please let me emphasize that if we feel threatened in any way, or if you turn on the lights or otherwise try to identify us, you won't hear from us again. You won't try that, though. Love. Thursday for Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Shit, was all Steve could think to say. "You're gonna do it, right? I think you should do it," said Dieter. "I'm a nice guy, too. I want to be appreciated." "What if they're all ugly?" said Gabe. "What if they're fat or they have issues?" "Well," said Justin thoughtfully, "it's going to be dark, so I don't think how Monday looks is going to be an issue for me. She's probably just going to kiss me or something, just so long as she doesn't have bad breath. I like voluptuous women anyway, said Dieter. You should do it. A lively discussion followed, and the guys decided they could handle any eventuality. What if it's actually guys? What if they try to rob the house? And Steve, Anthony added, you need to tell us exactly what's going on. What? No, Steve said, laughing. You'll all get your turns. And if you tell us what's going on, Gabe said, then we'll have to do the same thing for you when it's our turn. Steve thought about having to sit in the dark four more evenings, not being able to tell what was happening. Okay, I'll tell you what's going on, but I reserve the right to keep things to myself if I think Monday is getting skittish. Agreed. Justin said, my video camera has a night mode. You think we should try to record this? I don't think so, Anthony said. If the girls bring a night vision camera, they'll know we're cheating and they'll evaporate. I'm willing to do this one exactly the way they say to. Just please keep us up on the details, Steve. We're going to be dying in there. After dinner on Monday, Steve took a shower and shaved. He didn't know what he was preparing for. What does a guy wear to get appreciated? Whatever that meant. Since it would be dark, he settled on a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. It tended to get warm in the basement. At 9 o'clock sharp, the guys took their places. Anthony, Gabe, Justin, and Dieter in the chairs on the side of the room furthest from the door, and Steve in the chair in the middle. They turned out the light. Shit, it really is dark in here, said Justin. I was kind of hoping there would be at least a little light. Suddenly they heard a woman laugh upstairs, and she was joined by the others. The guys were straining to hear any clue about the girls. Looks like Monday's not a pest. Shut up, Wednesday. I'm nervous enough as it is. That's her, said Dieter. That one's your Monday, Steve. Steve just took an enormous breath and let it out shakily. He had a pretty respectable heart on in spite of his nerves, and he really didn't know if it was going to make things worse or better. The girls were in the door. There was a slight shift in the way the air felt as five more people entered the dark room. One of the girls said, hi guys, can you tell us where the chairs are so we don't fall down? All of the guys started talking at once. The girls laughed, but managed to find their chairs with only one banged shin. Steve cleared his throat. Monday? I'm over here. Can you follow my voice? A few light steps came directly to him, and he heard one of the other girls whisper from the wall, what a sweetie. Steve could hear Monday breathing as she paused for a few minutes. She set a small bag on the floor next to the chair. Then he felt her hand bump into his shoulder. He tried to imagine what she would look like, but all he had was the feeling of her hand running across his neck and over to his other shoulder as she slowly walked around him, getting a feel for where he was. What's going on? Anthony hissed. You said you'd tell us. Hold on a second, Steve said. Monday, put your ear by my mouth. I want to ask you something. He felt the girl bend down, her hair just touching his face. We have a deal that we're each going to tell the other guys what's happening, if that's okay with you. She thought for a moment, and then whispered a barely audible, yes. Okay, guys, she pretty much just touched my shoulder, so calm down. And her hair smells fantastic. There were some giggles and whispers from the girls' side of the room. They clearly hadn't thought of this plan, and it made things a little more daring for them. She's running her hands through my hair now, over my face, down my Ooh. What? What's she doing?
She just sat down on my lap. She's facing me, and she has her hands on my chest. She hardly seems to weigh anything at all.
Dieter said a mild, "Damn, they're probably all skinny," from the darkness.
Steve felt her hands run down his arms and take his hands.
"That was Dieter," Steve said. "He prefers to have his hands, full."
Mundy was raising Steve's hands and put them on her shoulders. She was wearing the softest, thinnest Angora sweater he had ever felt. She let go of his right hand and put her hand back on his shoulder and moved his hand and her hand at the same time. He got the idea that he was supposed to mimic her.
"I think she wants me to copy what she's doing. My hands are on her shoulders, and she's wearing a really soft sweater."
Monday's hands traveled up to Steve's neck and tickled him out to the point of his chin. He copied her every move, feeling the heat from her skin on his fingertips. He followed her up her cheekbones into her hair, which was straight and very soft and seemed to be very long. Steve imagined Monday's blonde hair, and he took a deep breath, hoping to breathe its scent again. Monday leaned forward, her hair touching Steve's face, and ran her hands slowly down his sides. Her waist felt thin and muscular to him, and he was surprised to feel a couple of inches of bare skin between the sweater and what turned out to be a very short skirt. She was showing him exactly what she wanted, her hands resting on Steve's thighs. Suddenly, her hands were gone, and Steve was worried for a moment that this was all that would happen. Then a fingertip touched his lips and tapped them a couple of times.
"Dude," one of the guys groaned in suspense. Steve realized that he had forgotten to tell the guys what was happening, and that Monday wanted him to.
"We just ran our hand up over each other's faces and down our sides, and right now my hands are resting on her thighs. She shows me what she wants me to touch by touching me in the same way." A couple more taps on his lips told Steve that he needed to elaborate.
"She has an amazing waist. Strong and thin, and there's a space between her sweater and the top of her skirt where I could feel her skin. It's a very thin material. I think it's silk. She's warm and smooth. Oh, and I love the smell of her hair. And she seems to be breathing a little faster."
Steve stopped when Monday's finger touched his lips gently again. Then he felt her hands high up on his shoulders. Then she dragged them lightly straight down his chest and rested one of her palms on each of his nipples.
"Seriously?"
Steve breathed, and he got an impatient wiggle from Monday. He traced from Monday's shoulders to her breasts, and he only stopped when he felt her nipples pressing through the sweater to meet his palms. Steve felt a jolt through his dick when he realized she wasn't wearing anything under the sweater. She arched her back and pressed her soft flesh into his hands. She caressed his chest the way she wanted to be caressed, and he copied her, running his thumbs gently over her nipples, pinching them just how she showed him, and finally pushing them together. She brought her hands down to his belly and stroked him with one hand. He felt a finger tap his lips.
"Monday's been teaching me how to play with her breasts. She's still wearing the sweater, but nothing underneath.
She feels fantastic. She likes it when I run my thumbs over her nipples and pinch them a little. Her breasts are just the size of my hand. Her nipples are hard, and I especially like the feel of them on my palms. One of the girls in the dark room said, "Oh, lucky girl." I have my hand on her stomach. She's starting to breathe harder. She likes it when I tell you what's happening. Monday's hands slipped under Steve's shirt and started to move up over the muscles of his stomach. Suddenly he felt another tap on his lips. He had stopped speaking. Monday is running her hands up my stomach. Now she is circling my nipples with her fingernails. She pulled my shirt off completely. Now she's... Oh, shit. Shit. She's licking my nipples all over my chest. She has her hands in my hair and she's kissing me all over my chest. That feels incredible. When Monday tapped Steve's lips, he stopped talking and mimicked her, putting his hands under her sweater. When he started circling her nipples, she allowed herself a little whine of pleasure. It sounded like she was biting her lip to keep from making more noise. He lifted the sweater over her head and dropped it to the floor. Then he buried his hands in her silky hair and bent down and kissed her gently between her breasts. He kissed again and again, finally licking her left nipple with a long, slow stroke of his tongue that brought an involuntary squeal out of her mouth. He licked her right nipple with the same long stroke and drew another squeal. One of the girls muttered, "I thought she was supposed to be showing him appreciation." Monday let Steve pleasure her for a few minutes, struggling to stay quiet. Then she suddenly placed her hands against Steve's head and gently pushed him away. She stood up and took a few steps to his side and put his hands on her hips so he could feel her panties as she pulled them off. Then she kneeled in front of him and tugged at his shorts until he got the idea and helped her get them off along with his boxers. She just let me feel her take her panties off, but she's still wearing the skirt. It feels great on her body. She took off my pants and my boxers. She's... Steve broke off and inhaled sharply. "What? What's she doing?" "And she's trailing her hair across my... Am I..." Steve's eyes rolled up in the blackness. The sensation of the fine, smooth hair slipping all over his hard-on was incredible. He tried to tell them, "Her hair is on my..." But the word wouldn't form on his tongue. Monday shot up to his ear and whispered, "Your cock, my hair, is trailing over your cock." Steve's hair stood on end and his cock did zinged with a word coming out of her mouth. Everyone heard it. "Damn, girl," one of the girls moaned in admiration. "Sounds like that hand job and nothing else plan is out of the window." There were sighs of frustration from the guys. Then with no warning, Steve felt his cock completely enveloped by Monday's mouth. He let out a strangled cry and curled his fingers into her hair. "Can't take it. You have to stop or I'm going to..." And to his surprise, she did stop. But she finished his sentence. "Oh, you're going to come on my hair." Then she gave him one long lick on the head of his cock, like he had done to her nipples. He moaned and she giggled. She stood up and sat on his knees and scooted up until the little bit of hair she had between her legs was tickling the base of Steve's erection. Monday grabbed Steve's cock with her hand and rubbed it against her pussy lips. Then she touched Steve's lips with her finger. You expect me to talk after that? Monday just sucked my whole cock into her mouth and almost made me come in her hair. And now she's sitting on my lap again, rubbing my cock against her. Monday leaned up by his ear again and whispered, My pussy, I'm rubbing your cock against my pussy. Her pussy, said Steve. And then Steve touched Monday's head with his hand and whispered so only she could hear, You want this, right? Monday nodded and he could feel it. Then she kissed him hard on the lips, her hair falling across both their faces. While their lips were still locked, she raised up and impaled herself on Steve's cock. She sat still and breathed hard. Then she started to rock forwards and backwards very slowly. Monday pinched one of Steve's nipples as he took the hint and raised his hands to her breasts and started kneading them slowly. Every time he pinched her nipples, she rewarded him with a firm squeeze from her pussy. As their rhythm picked up, Monday hit Steve's shoulders with her fist. It didn't hurt, but it surprised him, and he jerked involuntarily. Monday hissed. This was what she was looking for. She pounded again, and Steve responded again with a thrust. Soon Monday was pounding his shoulder, and he was pounding her pussy back. Monday was losing control of her moans and started whispering desperately in Steve's ear, Yes, yes, oh yes, you're making, oh, my pussy feels so fucking good. Keep on doing that. Oh yes. Then she shocked Steve with a breathless request. Mark me. It was quiet. He knew the others didn't hear. Mark me, please. I want you to mark me. Steve leaned up to Monday's naked right shoulder, just below the bottom of her neck, and bit gently. Their movements slowed a bit, but became more intense. Oh, yes, that's it. Harder. Monday squeezed hard with her pussy. Steve's teeth dug in a little deeper, and Monday's hands flew to his head and clenched fists full of hair. Harder. And Steve bit down in surprise. Monday screamed and climaxed just a fraction of a second before he did. Monday's breaths were coming in grunts as she rode the crest of her orgasm, and Steve came with her in shuddering thrusts. As their breathing slowed, Monday slumped against Steve's chest, still squeezing his cock with her pussy every few seconds. Steve became aware of clipped cries and rustlings from both sides of the room. He hadn't narrated the last part. He was glad he hadn't needed to. While the sounds around them died down, Monday whispered still a little breathlessly in his ear, I get to talk to you alone for a little bit. Take me to the film closet. They went a few steps to the closet and closed the door. Monday started, still whispering, I'm not allowed to tell you my name yet. The others made me promise. I'm not allowed to give you anything, and I'm not allowed to take anything from you. That's why you wanted a mark, Steve ventured. Mm-hmm. Smart men make me hot. Yes. Did I hurt you? I don't think you even broke the skin. I loved it. Here. I'm only bending the rules a little if I give you this. Steve heard Monday feeling for something in her bag. She took his left arm and felt a chilly spray on his wrist. The closet filled with the scent Monday had put in her hair. Tonight has been an appreciation to you for being a very, very nice guy. I have to tell you, though, you made me feel profoundly appreciated, too. I'm going to go with the girls now. I'll be here again for Tuesday. Sit furthest from the door. With that, and a kiss on the lips in the absolute dark, Monday left the closet, collected her clothes, and left the darkroom with the other girls. The guys waited, caught up in their own thoughts for 5 minutes or so to allow the girls to guard their identities, and then turned on the lights.